and the persons or things to be seized.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we'd hope to have with us this morning Pastor David Whitney to talk about our Constitution, because we always have to go back to that. That is the very fundamental document upon which our freedom rests, and which separates America from all the other nations in the world. You see, basically, our founders, people who created America back in 1787, were predominantly Christians. Almost all of them were. Yes, people will point out that some of them were Masons, but most Masons don't understand the occult message of Masonry and that joined the Masonic movement because it was the thing to do. And, of course, as Manly P. Hall, who is a Satanist, said in his book, Lectures on Ancient Philosophy, and incidentally, we do carry the book. You can order it through my ministry, but it's on the special research catalog list. But he said Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity and out of fraternity of men who want to be involved in public service and entertainment, and but an inner fraternity of those who study the Arcanum and Canorum. And basically, of course, but our founding fathers are really believed in this idea of liberty, and they believe that liberty came from God. This is what the Declaration of Independence said. And, of course, people say, oh, well, there's no mention of Christianity in the Constitution. Well, it was self-evident. I mean, and it was signed in the day of our Lord, and very obvious the Lord that they were talking about was Jesus Christ, because a few years later we had the French Revolution, and when the French Revolution came about, of course, they remade the catalog. After all, the catalog refers to the birth of Jesus Christ. That's what the numbering of the years begins with the birth of Jesus Christ. When they had the French Revolution, of course, they changed the numbering. Why? To remove any reference to Jesus Christ. The birth of Jesus was the pivotal event in history. And then, of course, America dated its birth from the birth of Jesus. And the whole idea is that God gave us the right to be free. And we hold these truths to be self-evident, evident that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men with the consent of the governed. That's what it's all about. That's why America is different. And that's why those who would establish a dictatorship in America hate the Constitution, why they don't teach it in our schools, or why it's so seldom mentioned by our political candidates. And that is why we need to understand that this is the legal basis for America. And that's why the candidacy of Congressman Ron Paul is so vitally important, and that's why the media says he's not electable. Why? Because the media is controlled 90% by, or 90 to 95% by six major corporations, which are part and parcel of the Council on Foreign Relations conspiracy against man and God. And one of the corporations, either AOL, Time Warner, who split up, but they still all work together. They're all part of the CFR complex. Bertelsmann, which is a German corporation, but still part of the CFR International Conference. And you can check all of this out on the Internet. The Internet is such a wonderful means of finding out what's really true. Disinformation there, admittedly, but true information as well. Viacom then controls CBS and a vast media empire. Disney controls ABC and a vast media empire. GE controlled NBC. They have a vast media empire, but they sold NBC to Comcast. Then we have Fox. And boy, if there was ever something evil, it's Fox. But they, so much of Fox broadcast appears to be conservative. But you see, it's all a game. Everything is illusion and delusion. Well, no sign of David Whitney yet, so if you'd like to call in, our number is 877-254-7524. And we may have to do open lines this morning, but it's very interesting the way the election is lining up. And really the two primary candidates are certainly Ron Paul and Romney, and Romney is out in front of, but does anybody ever discuss where his money is coming from? Where is Mitt Romney's money coming from? Why, the same place that Barack Obama's money is coming from the major banks, and the major one is Goldman Sachs. But go up on the Internet and type in your search engine of banks fund Mitt Romney. You'll find what I'm saying is true. But why doesn't anybody mention this? Why doesn't the media tell us that? Why doesn't the media tell us that the major source of Barack Obama's funding is the major banks? And that's why when he needed a new chief of staff, when Rahm Emanuel went to run for the to become mayor of Chicago, that Barack Obama picked William Dainey from J.P. Morgan Chase Company. And, I mean, do you honestly think that was coincidental? No, of course the banks tell Obama what to do. He's a figurehead. People try to focus your attention on Obama. Yes, he's an evil and wicked man, and what he's doing is wrong. But if he didn't do what he was told to do, they'd send him on a trip to Dallas and get rid of him like they did with John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And suddenly the president's, you know, they told how the system really works, and they do what they're told, and they're surrounded by people who tell them what to do. Unfortunately, this is the way the system really works. 12 of about 75 to 80 members of, there are only 75 to 80 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and 12 of them were on the Obama's initial staff. Now, you can verify that. Go to my website, Radio, and go to your search engine, type in Radio Liberty, Barack Obama, Trilateral Commission. I think it's the December 2010 newsletter, but don't hold me to that. Just pull down the newsletter and read it. But just go to your search engine, type in, and we list all the members of the Trilateral Commission there that make up the of Obama's the close around. And then you get to know their names, and you'll see these remarks. Say, like Dennis Ross talks about going to war with Iran. Well, that's because he's part of the Trilateral Commission. We'll be right back.
Playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have Pastor David Whitney with us at the Institute.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
And it's so vitally important that you learn the Constitution, you teach it to others, because it is the very foundation of our freedom. Of course, our freedom comes from God, but until people understand the relationship between God, our founding fathers, and the Constitution, the whole idea of the Constitution was to limit the power of government so men could be free. At a recent debate, one of the hosts, who was really out to get Congressman Ron Paul, asked him, "Oh, well, Congressman, you know, people do need the help, and lots of people do need things, and so which of the entitlements do you support?" And Congressman Ron Paul said, "I believe people are entitled to life and to liberty and to their property and to do with their property what they want, and that is what people are entitled to according to our Constitution." Yes, we do need compassion. We do need charity. There are certain people who are incapable of managing their affairs, but that should be done at the state and local level, not at the federal level. Because if the federal government can provide for you, you will vote for the candidate who will give you the most. It's human nature. Most people love Social Security, even though it's bankrupt and going to be destroyed. They love it because they love to get the check every month, as we do, and we're dependent on getting those checks, and it's, Medicare is wonderful, and of course we can't do away with them immediately. We'd create chaos, but of course they are bankrupt, and with 56 million people receiving Social Security and Medicare today, and another 79 retiring, in the process of retiring during the next 20 years, there isn't enough money, and they know the system's going to fall, which is why they plan to kill off the elderly, why they're poisoning them today by poisoning our food and by poisoning our drugs and by poisoning our air and by poisoning our water. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you common people to know. With that as a background, Pastor David Whitney, thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Dr. Stan. My pleasure to be on the program. And Indeed, we really need to understand the words, the language of the Constitution, exactly as those who wrote this document and those who ratified this document, the 13 original states. We need to understand what they meant by those words in order to really follow a constitutional form of government. So let's start with the preamble today and look at the very first phrase, "We the people." This shows that government power is only derived from the consent of the governed. That is, the government cannot do anything unless we, the people, agree to allow it to do those functions. And as you mentioned earlier, there's many functions of the federal government that are completely outside what we, the people, have said that they have permission to do. It's like giving a permission slip to a student in school to go to the bathroom. That permission slip says you can go in the hall, go down the hall to the bathroom, use the bathroom, and return. You're not free to go to the lunchroom. You're not free to go out and play on the playground. You're only free to do what we have given you permission to do. And that is exactly what our Constitution is designed to do. This phrase also shows the covenantal view or the contractual view of the nature of government as put together by our framers. They said this is a contract that we enter into in creating our civil government. The civil government only has permission to do what is in the contract, nothing outside the contract, which is exactly what Congressman Paul was pointing out. The contract says the government preserves life, liberty, and property, but there's no entitlements, and none of the things that are currently being done, or let me say 90-plus percent of the things currently being done by Washington, D.C., are completely outside this contract. Well, then, after that phrase, we the people, the next is in order to. That is, they're going to set forth the basic purposes for which this government was being formed in order to, first of all, form a more perfect union. They recognized that under the Articles of Confederation, there was rampant disunity, there was multitudes of problems, one of which was fiat currency, money backed by nothing, money just printed out of thin air, and that money, as always is the case, is rapidly inflated. That is, the value of that piece of paper drops precipitously as the prices of everything are forced to rise in vis-a-vis to that piece of paper, and many, many problems in the Union under the Articles of Confederation. And so they were seeking to form a more perfect Union than the one that previously existed under the Articles of Confederation. The next phrase six purposes that they state here, in order to form a more perfect union, in order to establish justice. Wow, we have to pause there for a moment, because you need to recognize that there, in our founders' understanding, which was a biblical view of law and government, there is only one standard of justice, and that is the laws of nature and nature's God, as they state in the Declaration of Independence, which, as we've said, reflects directly back to the Bible, the written law of God. So to establish justice, you must punish injustice, you must punish violations of God's law, and that's the job of the civil magistrate, to provide an orderly and fair court system where justice can be established and the wrongs and violations of God's law can be punished. So the third phrase, form more perfect union, first, establish justice, second, third, ensure domestic tranquility, recognize that there was problems with insurrections that arose under the Articles of Confederation. And they recognized that there were times when a particular state was not able to handle unrest and uprising that took place, and they needed help from other states, either by those state militias joining with their militia or all the state militias coming together to ensure domestic tranquility. And then the fourth purpose was to provide for the common defense. Provide, that is, this is going to take some money. And they knew they had difficulty under the Articles of Confederation because the system of providing for the common defense was really a voluntary system where a bill was sent suggesting the states contribute X number of dollars to the war for independence. But there was no teeth in it. There was really no way Congress could enforce that. And so we had the soldiers of Valley Forge with nothing on their feet, trailing blood in the snow and lacking adequate food, adequate ammunition, adequate shelter. All the things that they needed were lacking throughout almost all of the war. And pay for many of the officers was not just delinquent, it was basically in default. And ultimately, Congress gave them land as payment for what they had not paid many of the officers who served in the Continental Army. So they recognized that under the Articles of Confederation system, there was no way that they could fight a war effectively because the finances were not there. And so many who had either been part of Congress during the Articles of Confederation, or obviously George Washington, who was the president of the Constitutional Convention, saw this up front and very personal, that they needed a system that would provide for the common defense in times of war. The next phrase, the fifth phrase, is to promote the general welfare. That's a very different term than provide. Provide for, it speaks about taking money from the public funds and appropriating that money to the military needs in times of war. But to promote has nothing to do with collecting money. And notice what it is. It's the general welfare that is being in focus here, not the specific welfare of any individual or any group of individuals, whether divided up geographically or in terms of age or in terms of any of the different ways that welfare is often done. For example, how much millions and hundreds of millions of dollars were poured into the New Orleans area in following Katrina. Well, you know, we said, oh, there's a desperate need there. Sure, there's a desperate need. But people voluntarily could have done that. It's another thing for the government, basically at gunpoint, to take the money from your wallet and say, we're going to give it over here to the victims of Katrina. That's not general welfare. That's specific welfare for one region of the country, one select group of people that are receiving special aid that doesn't aid and benefit all of the country at the same time. And even if we speak of the promoting the general welfare, again, we're not talking about any funds being transferred to any particular group of people or even the entire country. So the whole welfare scheme on the federal level is unconstitutional. The government has no business handing out any benefits to anybody. Whole Social Security scheme. What is it? It's say we're going to transfer wealth from one generation of working adults to another generation of working, or those who are retired, those who are no longer working. That's a general welfare. That's not a general welfare. That's a specific welfare for a specific group of people. It's not the business of the federal government. It is unconstitutional. We go through a long list, Dr. Stad, of many, many programs that the federal government's engaged in. Education department that benefits students, doesn't benefit everybody. And on the list goes where they are violating this purpose. They, instead of promoting the general welfare, they're providing for the specific welfare of specific groups or individuals. Well, the final phrase, the sixth phrase of the in order list, in order to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity is what they stated here in the preamble. And this shows that the framers had a fundamental concern for liberty. They knew that God created all men free and that liberty must be the aim of the actions of the civil government. That the civil government is not to enslave anyone by taxation or other means, but rather it is to secure the blessings of liberty. And that term blessings is important to note because we know where blessings come from. Blessings come from God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Scripture says in 1 Corinthians, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty and the blessings of liberty are only secured when you follow God's law and do things God's way. When you violate God's law, you're not going to have the blessings of liberty for very long. And I just think of the 34 years of the slaughter of the unborn. God's precious creatures made in His image by abortion. This is something that does not secure the blessings of liberty. Instead, it brings the curses of disobedience to God's law. And it's interesting, that phrase, secure the blessings of liberty, says not just to ourselves, they weren't just concerned for their own generation, for their own era, but and our posterity. That is, they saw this as a permanent document. They saw this blessing would be for future generations that would say they were concerned about the unborn. They knew the unborn generations would be blessed if this Constitution was obeyed, if this Constitution was followed. The blessings of liberty would flow not just to their generation, but to succeeding generations as well. Well, then they close the preamble by stating that we do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Again, demonstrating the covenantal and contractual nature of governmental authority. And notice here the focus, although it's we the people who authorize any government to come into existence, it's the states that are the true representatives of the people in this. That it's the United States, and if we think of United in terms of an adjective, not part of the title, it's the states that are doing this action. Indeed, it was each of the states, all 13 states, that debated and ultimately ratified this Constitution. It wasn't individuals saying, I ratify it, or it wasn't a popular vote. It was state conventions, representatives of the people that met in convention in each of the 13 states to debate the Constitution and ultimately to vote on ratifying the Constitution. So it is a Republican system of government by representation, not a democracy where the people themselves are actually active in making the vote and passing legislation and crafting legislation, as is we're commonly told today we're a democracy. No, we're not. And right here in the preamble to the Constitution, it's revealed. So when we look at this preamble, we see it simply states purposes. It does not give any specific powers to the federal government. When we get into Article 1, particularly Article 1, Section 8, that we see the 18 powers given to the federal government, and that is designed to be the limitation. Only these 18 things can the federal government do. Outside this 18 things, it's not given any permission to do anything beyond that.
And I think it's so important, David, that people understand there is a coordinated effort to convince us that we're a democracy. Why? Because, of course, if we're a democracy, then the government can do whatever it wants to. A majority rule, our founding fathers knew that would lead to dictatorship, and our government, our educational system, our media's control convinced us we're a democracy. Why?
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and before we go on, our guest, David Whitney. David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can get a kit to teach other people about our Constitution and begin, of course, spreading the message. Oh, it's really so exciting. We've been at this for almost 10 years, along with the Institute of the Constitution, and we are really having an impact. More and more people across America are getting kits, teaching others. There's an explosion of interest in the Constitution, partly because of Ron Paul's candidacy, and partly certainly because people know something seriously wrong and they're trying to understand it. And then a lot of people really want to understand America, and they realize they've been lied to in school, and they've been lied to by the media, and they've been lied to by our political and religious leaders, and that's the great tragedy. Well, if anybody's out there, they have a question for David, our number is 1-877-254-7524. A question on the Constitution or what he's been saying, that's 1-877-254-7524. But David, tell people, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization and join in this truly epic struggle to educate the American people about what every person should have learned in school, but few people have. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we're very excited because people all over the country are getting a host kit, a simple way to conduct a class where the 12 lectures are all on DVDs for you. The student has a notebook, and the notebook are outline of that lecture as well as test questions following that. You as a host have everything you need. You have a host manual instructing you regarding each lecture, giving you answers to each of the test questions, and the student book has supplemental readings. All the materials you need to conduct a 12-week class are contained in the host kit, and we're very encouraged. I'm going to be going to Western Ohio this Saturday, graduating 250 students in that area that have completed the course, and they've already formed new classes here in January. There's a number of classes already putting together. There's probably going to be more than 200.